Alrighty.
Welcome to Some Sum, where a millennial and a Gen Z scroll so you don't have to. I'm Freddy.
And I am Leah. We are two people who actually work in social media. And in these short weekly episodes, we break down the latest trends so you can stay in the loop without living online 24/7.
It's for anyone who works with social media, for marketeers who need to stay up to date, for brands who want to know what's trending, and for you, if you don't have the time to scroll all day. So, Leah, what are we talking about today?
Today, our free trends are the Taylor Swift engagement trend.
Sure.
Things that fill my cup.
Other than coffee, I guess.
Other than coffee, exactly. And morning strawberries and cream calzone.
All right. Sounds very interesting. Let's get started with the first one. I mean, I know who Taylor Swift is, obviously. Did she marry her private jet?
Well, she did not marry her private jet, but she finally got engaged too, because this trend completely flooded the internet, definitely, and took our For You pages by storm. So I think everybody, like, I don't think you could have avoided it. The pop star of her time, Taylor Swift, got engaged. And after years of heartbreak anthems and breakup albums, she was proposed to by Travis Kelce. I think he's an American football player.
I even think he won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, that honestly,
he could be a very successful football player.
I think he is. This is on me. I'm very poorly informed on him. I might have just outed myself as not a Swiftie, but I mean, I'm supportive. But well, eat the rich. But still, I think yeah. I think he is a very, very well-known football player. And he got engaged to Taylor Swift. And of course, this took the internet by storm. So their announcement post shared like scattered records, over 1 million reposts in under 6 hours and more than 14 million likes in the very first hour. And it quickly became one of the most shared posts in Instagram's history.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just shows you how much like influence this woman has.
Yes. And now it's a topic, right? The engagement. But what makes it a trend?
Exactly. I mean, what makes it a trend? I think just that everybody is so engaged with her and engaged. I mean, like everybody cares so much about Taylor Swift. So within hours, the internet was overflowing with fan reactions or brand memes, which I've actually seen so many of. And much like it's much like the famous cheating meme at the Coldplay concert, where brands, for example, use the moment and use the picture of the engagement and then laid some simple labels over the two, like like Taylor Swift hugging Travis, like put a label on it, like me and whatever chocolate, like, oh, I'm so in love with this chocolate. Mm, okay. I don't know. Wildest, not the wildest. most creative meme content, I would say maybe, but I think there's a lot of potential. And even though because I think the first day, like within the first few hours, you could just every brand and every like, I don't know, every account on the internet posted this picture and this engagement and yeah, made it just very simple. Text labels over it. But definitely that could be something that could be developed further, which I have not seen yet, but I think we will start seeing it in the next few days.
Yes. I mean, again, this is your job, dear listeners. Of course, we will post the example of some examples of the meme on our socials on somsum.podcast. And I mean, it's to break it down, it's a picture of the engagement. I've seen it too, where Taylor Swift and her fiance, thank you.
Yes.
Looking at each other, very in love. I think they're hugging. And it's, of course, like a invitation to make a meme out of it. As you said, me and my favorite chocolate on a Sunday evening. Or, I don't know, our IT and me every Monday morning. Yeah. I don't know. It's again this topic of you could use this as an employer branding. Should you use this trend? Well, I mean, if it kind of fits your personality, if you maybe need that one meme or one post that might push through, and it's not so much about defining your brand as what does your brand stand for, but about becoming visible and surprising people that they might say, oh, didn't know that this account is funny. Maybe I'll have a look at it. So then, of course, you should follow through with more funny
content. Yeah, I think so as well. And I feel like there is the possibility for it also to maybe trigger some people because they've seen so many Taylor Swift memes that they're like, oh my God, like, I can't see it anymore. Like, stop it. But that could actually lead to some engagement. Who knows? Maybe people will comment like, who cares?
engaging engagement.
Yeah, exactly. The engagement, I think, is very engaging content on social media.
I feel that there's a joke. Somewhere there's a joke. We talk about engagement and an engagement post that got the most engagement ever. I don't know what it is.
Yes. Well, as a copywriter, maybe that is something that you can continue looking into.
It's one of those things that... where I can't sleep the whole night and just thinking about engagement. There has to be a joke somewhere else. However,
yeah, for sure.
And Leia, did you know after a long night of not sleeping, thinking about engagement, I need a cup of coffee in the morning?
Oh, some things that fill your cup, I'm hearing,
yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, great. Great. That leads us to our trend number two. Thank you, Freddie, for
You're
that
welcome.
Smooth handover. Trend number two is called Things That Fill My Cup, as I've already said. And this one is all about showing like the little or big things that give you energy, joy, or peace in life. It usually is used in a cozy aesthetic format, maybe like a slideshow, where people list or show visuals of what makes them feel fulfilled. So a very wholesome trend, I would say. And yeah, you could think of it as kind of a self-care, gratitude trend with a creative spin. And I think it's a very cute trend and easy to adapt. I guess it's very easy to bring your product into this. Things That Fill My Cup this week. Well, guess this specific, I don't know, chocolate bar, if we're still talking about the chocolate. This specific chocolate bar added to some joy, like gave me some joy this week. So you just could do a little list of things that make you feel happy.
Of course. So it's really just a wholesome, feel-good trend, which I really, really like, because there can't be enough wholesomeness and positivity out there.
exactly.
Of course
we all need.
Exactly. Of course, we will also post an example of this on our social media, somsom.podcast. And just one before we again start to get creative with things that fill our cups, don't just push your product or your service into this. You know, make it part of the list that's wholesome and make it specific. Don't do the things that fill my cup. Oh, our new offer of, I don't know, 2-for-1, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it could be funny.
That would be pretty bad.
Yeah, it would be pretty bad. But, you know, just find four things that are really wholesome, that people really can relate to, like really relate to. And then just put your service, your product, your whatever in there. And it can even be, I have the feeling that this is one example of the more specific it gets, the better it is. Just one example. I'm waiting for a call from my mechanic. And I know when this call comes and the mechanic says, it's all okay. I know this is one thing that filled my cup. So if you are, for example, like a car mechanic, this would be one example for you.
That is actually, I like that spin on it. And I agree. I also think it should be very specific. It should be actually something that you yourself as a creator, as a brand, feel like as a person that could bring you joy and does bring you joy. So yeah, maybe something very specific about your product, not like just like, oh yeah, yes, as you said.
Yeah, find the relatable true thing and not the relatable thing that's not really relatable, but your boss just wants to have it in there.
Yes, like it could be something like that actually truly makes you feel like, oh, that just brightened my day a bit.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be all about. And yeah, looking forward to maybe seeing your spins on it and seeing the internet being filled with a lot of cute little things that fill your cups.
Yes. I was slightly distracted because I'm thinking of a lot of stuff that could fill my cup right now. But I would say, before we go into deep, because I really like this trend. I mean, it's really something where I would love to just sit down for an hour, write down stuff that's just pure and wholesome and makes me feel good, especially since, you know, it's getting colder. I mean, it's September, but August is long gone. This morning, I actually witnessed people putting like the Christmas cookies into the shelves at the supermarket.
Oh my God.
Right? It's too soon, I think.
What is with pumpkin spice season? Like, guys, don't skip over it.
Don't skip the Halloween-y stuff.
No, we can't skip that.
Yeah, I think it's a season again of a high sugar intake.
Yes.
All right. Talking about sugar.
Talking about sugar. Well, thank you again for that handover. Yes. So finally, we have a rather strange trend, I would say. And the name of it is Morning Strawberries and Cream Calzone. And I don't think you could tell what this is all about by just me saying that. But basically, this is about a mimic character known as the Morning Girl. And she is a sassy TikTok persona created by the British creator Nina Humphrey. And in a video, she started using a Snapchat beauty filter that exaggerates her feature. I think we all know these filters. I mean, if you're on social media, you have definitely seen them, like totally altering your face. And
What are we talking about? Big eyes, big lips.
Yes, big eyes, sharp cheekbones, full lips, just like a very very heavy makeup and maybe kind of like a Kim Kardashian look that you just put onto your face with a filter. And this creator, then created a video using a filter like that, casually greeting the camera with like, morning. And she says it in such a like, I don't even know how to like replicate what she does, but it's like a deadpan charm. Like there's something charming about it, but it's also extremely bored and entitled, I would say, maybe. And the way she says it is it's just funny. And people just found it funny. And then she, this video, the original morning video, actually got uploaded on TikTok on August 18th. So it's still very new. And it hit 3.6 million likes in 9 days.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And then she, a few days later, on August 21st, posted a follow-up video. She did many skits like this and it's always kind of the same. And then she posted one where she... the character, so this girl is playing a character very obviously, greets a pizza delivery driver and says, morning, strawberry and cheese calzone, amazing, thanks. Something like this along these lines. Mm-hmm. And she delivers it again with such a deadpan charm that is just has so much like of a comedic signature that people just started to love it and started to kind of replicate this girl's videos and adopting the morning girl character. And now you can see it all over TikTok. And they often just kind of like label themselves and post like a side-by-side filter impressions and just are having fun with it.
So the trend is not necessarily like one specific mechanic or something, sorry, but it's using this morning strawberry and cream calzone thingy in the most creative ways you can come up with. Maybe like, I don't know, like a lip sync. Or, I mean, if you are a delivery service, listen now, if you are a delivery service right now, just make a real TikTok of the other side of the interaction, right? Just have one of your delivery drivers there and just play the audio. And I'm pretty sure it's a hit by now. And,
agreed, so, agreed. I mean, great idea, great idea. Also, what I saw is somebody created a recipe for a strawberry, what is it? Strawberry and cream calzone.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you. What is this even a thing? I mean, strawberry and cream calzone sounds like they are a dessert pizza, I know. And calzone, it's basically like a dough that's sealed shut, like a folded pizza. Is it a real
Exactly. I mean, is it a real thing or was it a real thing before this video? I am actually not sure. Or if that maybe is why it hit so hard, because it's so funny and everybody's like, what is a strawberry cream cheese calzone? But
to be honest, could be sounds amazing.
To be honest, sounds amazing. And to be honest, could be an American thing. Like, could be.
If ever in doubt about something culinary, it's an American thing. I mean, you can write us. By the way, we will post this trend, of course, also on our socials, on samsam.podcast. And if you know about strawberry and cream calzone, not only the trend, but like, is this a thing? Did your grandma used to do like an amazing old-timey strawberry and cream calzone or something? I'm very interested. I mean, if I still find some good strawberries around this time, but that's another topic.
Yes, definitely. I think it's just like this one. I mean, now we had today we had three trends. First one is just pop culture trend, right? Something that like about a person, everybody knows, like, okay, it's just a general trend, I would say. Then second one was very wholesome and cutesy. And third one was just rather random and strange. And I think that really just summarizes what's going on the internet or on TikTok and Instagram in these days. So I think you can definitely get creative with this knowledge.
Absolutely. I think this is a very good three very good trends you found there, Leah. You're a professional Gen Z person.
And, thank you.
I mean, to round it up, the Taylor Swift engagement trend, it's something where I feel that the first round of the easy, low-hanging fruit, as corporate people would say, is over. So now you have to be creative with this meme, with this post.
For sure.
Things that will make up, I feel the better the idea, the better the writing is in there. And writing, of course, is not only written words, but also what people say, it's all writing. The better it gets. And the strawberry and cream calzone, this is like a real playground, I would say. Just best wins.
Yeah, exactly. If you can somehow strangely relate it to, I don't know, something that you're doing, and if you're willing to also just go with it and be funny and not be scared about your CI or anything, like just not trying to be too corporate with it, then I think this trend is definitely for you.
Absolutely. So, Leah, I would say that's it for today, right?
That's it for today on SamSam. And if you liked it, make sure to subscribe and leave us a rating wherever you're listening from right now.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at samsam.podcast, where we will share all the examples again.
And we'll be back on Tuesday. See you next week.
See you next week, Leah. Bye-bye. And bye-bye, dear listeners.
Bye.